Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Powered by the Players. Before we start our newest episode of Monster of the Week, I want to tell you a bit about one of our players, AJ. AJ plays Don Donovan in our Monster of the Week show. He also plays Richard Wood on the Kids on Bikes anthology actual play, Christmastide Ohio, as well as hosts his own podcast straight off the top of my headlines. In addition to podcasting, AJ is part of the Connecticut Gay Men's Chorus, which will be hosting a virtual Halloween review. You can join them on Facebook Live for Scary Times on October 24th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Connecticut Gay Men's Chorus is a nonprofit that you can donate to by visiting their website at ctgmc.org. I'll link their information in the show notes for you. AJ is an amazing singer and one of the funniest RPG players I've met. Make sure to follow him and all of his wonderful projects on social media. With all that out of the way, let's join our monster hunters as they exchange research notes and eat delicious pie.
Hi everybody, welcome to PBTP, Powered by the Players. Powered by the Players is an actual play podcast featuring mini campaigns and one-shots of all your favorite PBTA games. Each campaign or one-shot will be a different Powered by the Apocalypse game with a rotating cast of diverse players. Let's power up!
All right, well, welcome back to Powered by the Players. Today, Jess isn't with us. They are being a wonderful, wonderful human. So they're going to be missing out on this recording, but that's fine. We've figured out narratively what's going on. And one thing that we do need to talk about, though, is at the end of the last game, y'all did level up. So I had y'all do some homework. Yeah, let's see. What did everybody choose for their next, their level up stuff?
I will go first. Just a reminder, I'm playing the professional playbook, and I'm taking an additional professional move instead of picking a move from another playbook. And I have chosen battlefield awareness. You always know what's happening around you and what to watch out for. Take +1 to armor on top of whatever you get from your gear, max +2 armor. And I chose
badass.
I chose that because I think Isabella has been fighting monsters for the agency long enough that narratively it makes sense that she would have like a keen sense of what's going on in a fight, or kind of be able to feel and have be intuitive about what's coming. So that's why I picked battlefield awareness.
All right, that's awesome. I love it. Thanks. Gemma.
Yep. As a brief recap, I am playing, my name is Gemma, I'm playing Cameron, and I'm using the Spellslinger playbook, and I too chose another move, a move from the Spellslinger playbook, and I chose Could Have Been Worse. When you miss a use magic roll, you can choose one of the following options instead of losing control of the magic, and the two choices are Fizzle. The preparation and materials for the spell are ruined. You'll have to start over from scratch with the prep time doubled. And the last one is, this is gonna suck. The effect happens, but you trigger all of the listed glitches but one. You pick the one you avoid. And I chose this one because Cameron is they are a powerful spell slinger, but because of whether it be their lack of confidence or maybe clumsiness, they cannot control that power. So I feel when they cast, there is always a good probability of not going the way they planned it. So I felt this very fitting.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, they're also young too, so.
Yeah, they're young, and also the power, the element I chose is like lightning, and lightning alone is pretty volatile, so mm-hmm. Yeah. I just like that works.
Also, it's fun narratively when you fail. It gives you something more than just like, oh, the magic's being like wild. You're like, oh no. Oh.
Yeah. I know we were talking about this like offline, but just the fact that like PBTA, when you fail, like you gain experience and it becomes a fun narrative point. That's I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you.
All right, so I'll go next. Hi, I'm AJ. I play Don, son of Mothman. Hello. When I was thinking about my level up, I was like, okay, well, I have all of these monstrous moves, and I'm happy with my stats. Part of being monstrous is that you are half human, and I wanted to take a move that amplified that part of me. So I took a move from the mundane playbook, which is Power of the Heart. So when fighting a monster, if I help out Cam or if I help out Mallory or any other players, I don't have to roll the help out roll. I don't have to roll plus cool. I just automatically help as if I rolled a 10.
Dang, that's awesome.
So good. Yeah.
What? That's a good one.
Why did you choose that one? You said you want to be more mundane, yeah, but like narratively speaking, do you see Dawn as like a helper, like situational or?
Yeah, I saw some moves where like it's more of like, oh hey, there's oopsie, accidentally stumbled onto something important. But I feel like the way that Dawn has helped out in the past, like Dawn has made relations with all of these other characters, and I think that they would be the type of person to offer out that help when it's needed because they are in a position where they can do a lot to help.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you. Diana?
Yeah, so I'm Diana and I am playing Mallory from the Flake playbook. And I chose the option to get a haven like that from the Expert playbook, and I get to pick two options for my haven. And so the description of the haven is that you have a haven, a safe place to work. And so I picked workshop. You have a space for building and repairing guns, cars, and other gadgets. Work, you know, like, yeah. So that's that. And then the second characteristic I picked was panic room. This has essential supplies and is protected by normal and mystical means. You can hide out here for a few days, safe from pretty much anything.
So that's really awesome. But let's talk about it. What? let's dive a bit deeper into this. What is your haven like? Yeah, where is this place?
I'm gonna say it's at my house. I think I still live with my parents. So I'm going to say it's like a basement garage. So maybe we live in a San Francisco-esque place. So a split level home would be pretty common. Mm-hmm. So it's like a basement, but there's a garage that you can drive into.
Okay.
And I think that's my haven. And just mom and dad, no, you don't go in there.
That's Mallory's room. You don't.
That's Mallory's place.
All right. Well, we have everybody's moves. When Jess joins us next time, we'll hear what they have for as well for their move for Talon. All right. So Isabella and Dawn, you're heading towards the beach. Are you heading to the same one that you were at before, Isabella? Or are you going to a different one?
I think the same one as before.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah. You know how to get there. You know where it is. It's empty. That police tape is still blocking off the stairwell down. It's quiet.
Dawn, keep an eye on the water. When I was here earlier, I thought I saw, I don't know, I thought I saw something out there. Just keep an eye on it. Let me know if you see anything.
Will do.
So Isabella is going to get out of the car and check her sidekick phone, which has not been released to the public, and tell Dawn, it looks like Talon and Nomi had to make another stop. Something came up. Do we need to defrost the fish sticks for the spell, or?
We'll save the fun part for when it comes up, all right?
Okay.
Trust me, I know what I'm doing.
All right, I don't love surprises, but well, I don't want to get in the way of the magic, so. Should we take a look around while we wait?
Yes, that would be very good.
Okay. So can Isabella investigate a mystery?
Yeah, because I think you tried to do this before and you didn't
get yes, it. Yeah. I failed.
So let's try again.
But as the wonderful Gemma mentioned earlier, failing in PBTA is not the end of the world.
Failing's good.
Failing can give you experience. So eight.
Eight? All right. So basically it means you get to hold one. One hold can be spent to ask the keeper one of the following questions.
I think my question is going to be, where did it go?
And so as you're staring at the scene here and you're just looking and you're piecing all the clues together, you're just sort of like kind of playing back what you know in your head. And you see just the brief moments of the night before with the two people that were on the news. You see them clearly in your mind, and you see them coming down to the beach, giggling and laughing, enjoying the full moon and the cool water. You hear just brief moments of, you know, concern as you feel these things. It's not much of a magical sense, but it's more like a logical, like, this is what they could have been feeling.
Mm-hmm. Situation.
And all of that sort of just turns into gurgling water in your mind, and you're looking out to the ocean. And it stops for a few seconds. It's a quiet pause as you're looking around. And then it's just something to, as you're standing on the beach looking out to the water, something just towards the left, like down the beach, you have an inkling, like just a suspicion that that's the direction they went.
Dawn, when I was here and I said that I saw something, I think it might be out that way. And she points to where she, like, in her mind's eye kind of has that gut instinct of where it might be. I'm gonna go check it out. Do you want to come with me? Do you want to wait here in case Talon shows up?
We have a way to contact Talon. I think it's more important to check this out, don't you say?
Let's go do it.
Well, great. So y'all walk down the beach a bit. And this is past the police tape at this point, because the police only sort of sanctioned off this little corner of the beach itself, just so no one bothered the crime scene that happened the night before. But you, with your experience, know that it's small, not just as small. It's a lot bigger than just this portion. So as you're going down to the beach, and pretty much any within the vicinity of the beach itself, it's been pretty quiet. There's no one been, not only the police station, but like within like a mile in each direction.
Okay.
I guess just because of what's happened, people were just like, no, we're just going to leave the area clear for now. And so as you're walking down the beach, you actually see footprints walking out from the water. You keep looking and there's another set that pretty much follow the same route. And then there's a third set. They just disappeared in the grass.
Dawn, do you see
these
footprints?
I am not liking where this is going. Because this means that they're not limited to the water.
This means there's possibly more than one.
Seeing multiple was jarring, but considering the fact that there was more than one monster, that is also not good.
Hmm. Well, I think we have some time. Do you want to see where these go?
Let's go ahead and follow the trail.
As I'm starting to head that way, we're going to cut back to our two youngins of the group and at the House of Pie.
when Mallory turned around and saw Brooke leaving, she did that thing where she just followed Brooke, but she stayed in the restaurant until she couldn't see Brooke anymore.
Okay, so Cameron, you come back to an empty table.
And I'm pressed up against the window trying to see Brooke.
Yeah, and then if you look, you see Mallory far into the...
Someone else's booth. There are other people in the booth.
Okay.
And I am...
It's like a family of four, like a mom and a dad and two young kids.
I do like a double take, but then this isn't really surprising to see Mal doing this. So I kind of, I walk over and just like start doing a little bit. I am so sorry. Hold on. Mal, let's go. I think you're,
I'm a thing happened.
I'm so sorry. Sorry. Let's go. Mal.
I'm sorry. Are those mashed potatoes good?
Yeah, they're the best. I love them.
Don't, that's, okay, that's not yours. I start slapping.
Can we get some mashed potatoes to go?
Yes, we can.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I think the baby in the high chairs just sort of like scoops their mashed potatoes and just like sort of like hands you the spoonful.
I eat it.
I think the parents look at you appalled, but the kids like just overwhelmingly.
I look at you, Mal, you literally took it from a baby.
It's not going to be poisoned from a baby. I have to take some notes. Hold on. And I run back to the table and find my notebook.
I just trail behind Mal because she can't be stopped. I know when she's in this mode, she can't be stopped.
All right. So Mallory's back at the table taking notes. Cameron, you get there.
Yes. Mal, what did you see? What could you possibly seen while we were at this diner?
A great many things.
Okay.
As I was sitting here, I gazed upon the napkin holder and the person with scales on their face. And I thought it was just low blood sugar. I thought I was just getting hungry. But when I turned around, it was one of those twins from the coffee shop that was trying to perform. And they did not have scales on their face. And then they left. I believe their name was Brooke. Let me check my notes. And I flip through my notes and I confirm. Yes, this one, that was the one named Brooke. And then she went outside and she turned towards the beach.
Oh, okay. I think Cameron still shook from their little time window thing. So they're just trying to take it all in and... Wow, you know, people with fish scales, knowing you, Mal, that's kind of, I've never heard you spout those words before in a serious tone.
This is very serious. I've never seen somebody with fish scales on their face that mm-hmm. wasn't a costume. So that is a possibility, but very unlikely given the time of day, the temperature outside, and the season of the year. We wouldn't have that, so that's just not plausible. How was your trip to the bathroom successful?
Well, bodily fluids were released, if that's what you mean.
It can be. It was not what I was going for, but okay. Mallory's taking notes.
Wait, don't add that to your notes. What are you doing?
It's data.
You know what? I will be right back. You said you wanted mashed potatoes to go. I'm going to go order it.
Oh, thank you. Can you get some, get some bread too. Rolls bread would be nice.
Carb party. All right. And then I will walk towards the counter and hopefully try to find Carrie, the person I saw in my vision.
Yeah. Carrie, the older gentleman, I think he's busy. When you get there, he's busy helping another person that's sitting at the counter, like serving their food, talking to them for a minute. He sees you. He slaps the counter and tells that he'll check on them in a second and then just walk down. Hey, how can I help you?
Hi. Well, I wanted to order an order of mashed potatoes and and bread to go, but I also was wondering if I can ask a question. My friend came here like the other night. Her name is Natasha. She's deaf, but
Okay. As soon as you said she's deaf, it's like, oh yes, I remember her. She was quite upset about something that happened and at the beach.
I mean, were you? Would you mind? I'm just trying to check up on her. So, do you happen to know what? Could I ask what happened that night? Were you able to communicate with her?
Yeah, she wrote on some napkins, but it was pretty difficult. She was really upset and really frustrated that we didn't understand. And I wish I did understand. I wish I knew, but you know, a sign language, but fortunately I don't, and no one here did at the time. But we eventually were able to call the cops. They had an interpreter come out. We tried to keep her calm with some pie and some coffee, which she did take, but like, you know, she was also extremely nervous and upset about what was going on. And eventually she said that her friends left her. But I don't know if the police believed it.
Mm-hmm.
Because she kept saying that they just walked into the ocean and never came back, which sounds weird, right? Just having a friend say that, it does sound weird. So I don't, yeah. And she was telling the cops this, and the interpreter was sort of downplaying it as well. But,
Well, did she happen to mention which area of the beach? I mean, yeah, that does sound kind of funny, but, you know,
she was pretty close, so maybe it's just the beach, you know, just down the block here, down two blocks or so. Just.
Okay. Down the block.
I remember her pointing in down in that direction, but I didn't get a chance to go because it was late night, even though there's like hardly anybody in here, I still couldn't leave, so I don't know exactly where.
Oh,
no. It is, yeah.
No, of course. Thank you so much for your time. I was just worried about her, but thank you.
You're welcome. And I'll get those potatoes and the rolls out in a minute for you.
Great. Thanks.
And I think your friend ordered some food at that table, so we'll get that over to y'all soon.
Mallory yells from across the restaurant, "Can I have some chicken fingers too?"
and an order of chicken fingers, please.
He gives you a wink and he's like, all right.
Thank you. I walk back to Mal and just sit at the table and just, whew, okay. Well, I was talking to, the older gentleman there who took our orders. And apparently he saw Natasha. And he was the one that spoke to Natasha that night. And sounds like she came, the beach area where her and the other girls were probably down the block or so. So pretty nearby.
Okay, so they were at the beach near here. That makes sense. This is a logical place that is open up 24 hours a day to get this is sitting. Okay, right. Mallory's taking lots of notes, and she's also started to sketch a picture of the fish scaly person that she saw.
Mm-hmm.
So she's writing all these notes around that. Okay, so that means that the next place we need to go is down to the beach.
That seems like the best course of action, yes.
Yes.
After food.
Yes. Yes, food first. I need fuel for more investigating.
Well, I ordered it to go, but I mean, we can...
Well, that's good because then it will be packaged well. It'll fit in my backpack and I can take it with me.
Okay.
At this time, the pie that you ordered starts coming out.
Yes!
And it's delivered to the table.
Perfect.
Mallory just shoves it all in her face, like... She has pie all over her face.
Right. So, yeah, you get pie. Eventually, y'all get food. But I guess in the meantime, we're going to pop back over to our other two Scooby-Doo gang. So, Isabella, Dawn, y'all walk back up the beach. Y'all step over the sidewalk. And, yeah, so y'all get to pretty much the sidewalk, where the sidewalk is and the street is. And which direction are you going?
Well, Dawn, right or left?
I'm trying to think. It would be so much easier if I could just fly overhead and see what the fuck was going on. Oh, God.
It would be, but I think there's too many people around.
Screw it. Let's go left.
Left it is.
Left it is. All right. So as you're turning left, you do know that down this way there is some more hotels, some little, like, shops and whatnot, the House of Pie. And as you're walking down that way, I don't know if y'all met her or you saw her, but Brooke, one of the girls at the coffee shop, sort of just starts walking past y'all.
Hello, I saw you at the hallucinations earlier, yes? You were asking about performing?
Oh, yeah, hi, how's it going? Yeah, me and my sibling and our friend, we're a bunch of performers, and we're just trying to get our name out there. And so, excellent. Like, coffee shops are, like, a good place to do it.
Yeah, no, I've heard it's a good way to break out into the local scene, you know?
Yeah, and that's what we're trying to do. I'm Brooke, by the way. Hi.
Hello, Dawn. Pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, you didn't see it because I lack a camera, but she was out hand, freaky, shake stuff, yeah.
Oh. Anyway, I would love to support any local artist. Do you maybe have, like, a mixtape on hand that you could give to me?
Oh, no, I went to go grab lunch at the House of Pie, and I'm going to meet my sibling and my friend now, but they're the ones with the mixtape, so I don't... was not prepared, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, not an issue at all. Do you have a pager or anything?
I don't, but my friend Sky does. So let me give you their number so we can get in touch, and if you're interested. And we actually are going to be doing a small show later tonight if you want to come by. It's just a little get-together on the beach, you know, bonfire music, a good old time.
On the beach, huh?
Yeah.
With just, all the missing case reports, do you think that's a safe idea right now?
Oh, I know. It's so scary. But I think just because it's the water that's the issue, we're not going to have, we're just going to be like, hey, we're just going to hang out on the beach. Let's not touch the water. Because it's been riptide season. And it's hearing all these cases has really been breaking my heart. So I totally get it.
Understandable. Well, that sounds like a rip-roaring time. I will gladly see if I can make it to your show tonight.
Yeah, so like, and she pulls out a little Sharpie from, like, her pocket, and she just takes your hand and just writes the phone number for Sky's pager into your hand. And she's like, all right, I'll see you there. And she, like, gives you a wink, looks at Isabella and gives you, like, a little, like, wave and just keeps walking.
Dawn was now really the time to flirt.
Now's always the time to flirt.
I mean, I can't. All right, I can't argue with you there.
Besides, they're talking about doing something on the beach. I'm a little suspicious of that right now.
Oh, that's true. Should we follow them?
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
Let's do investigate a mystery. Oh, a 10. A natural 10.
Ooh, so your sharp is a plus 1, is that right? So that means you have 2 questions.
And I'd like to ask, what is being concealed here? I was thinking more of focusing on either Dawn and Brooke's interaction or Brooke herself. However, if that's not what I see, if I see something else, that's...
So what is being concealed here? Mm-hmm. Definitely something is going on. You watch this interaction and you're seeing something happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that the way, because you study people, you know how people interact. You've done this job long enough. You see that there is just a glint of something. Just something is just hitting a nerve that you just can't shake.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever she's just so open and honest about inviting Dawn to the beach, you're like, that feels like a trap. You're just like, that's something's being set up tonight. I don't know what it is, but it's a trap.
Dawn, have you met that person before?
She was at Hallucinations this morning. She and her band of merry what have yous have inquired about asking to perform at Hallucinations to get some publicity.
Did Mallory happen to be there?
Oh, yes, she hates it. That's why I asked for the mixtape.
Fantastic. Then at some point we'll have to talk to Mallory, as I'm sure she has extensive notes. But
oh, for sure.
I don't trust that person.
I'm with you on that one.
I think either we need to follow them and gain more information, or we need to find Mallory and perhaps Cam and see what's going on. That Brooke gives me a bad feeling.
I'm interested to see what Mallory has to say about this.
That's a good point. Like I said, she'll likely have extensive notes. Let me see if I can page her. Why don't we go use the phone by the House of Pie, right over there?
All right.
Mostly because I'd also like a piece of pie.
You know what? I can't argue with that one.
So I think as you're walking over, and I think the window, how everything's facing. Mallory, you're facing the door, right?
No, my back is to the door.
Okay. So actually Cameron sees us then, because like the payphone's sort of near the door. Cameron, as you're, I guess, sitting there eating your pie, talking, waiting for the rest of the food to come out, you look out the window and you actually see Isabella and Dawn walking towards the window, or walking towards the phone.
I like hit Mal across the table like, whoa, Mal.
What? I'm working here.
It's Dawn and your sister. Hey, let's go get them. Let's go say hi.
Dawn and my sister are here. Interesting. Mallory needs to take a few more notes.
Dawn, Isabella.
Cam, hello. Hi. Oh, goodness, you're here. Hello.
Hi, yeah. Cam. Hey, Isabella. Me and your sis were just eating pie and hanging out.
We were actually just coming to talk to you two.
Really? Oh.
Well, that works out well. So Mallory's inside?
Yeah. Come join us. We have a booth.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
Yay, pie time. And
they're so cute.
They just walk in, just happy to eat more pie with people they know.
Yeah, you see, you walk in, it's pretty busy. I'm going to say it's getting to be like later bits of the afternoon, so like maybe 5 o'clock-ish, early evening times. And yeah, so basically you see Mallory there with the notebooks.
I'm like shuffling some papers around. I've got folders. I've got all kinds of stuff going on. I'm working.
Mal, look who I found. Be nice to your sister.
Hello, Isabella.
Hello, Mallory.
Dawn.
Mallory.
I finished all my pie. We'll have to order more.
Waitress just comes over, sees some more people. So another slice. Your food to go appears.
I just put it in my backpack.
What is
this? This is for later.
Why are you ordering food for later?
It's important to have food when you're investigating things.
What are you investigating?
What are you investigating?
We might have a bit of overlap here. If you guys are done with your family squabble. Mallory, you have a lot of notes there, I see. Do you maybe have any on our interaction this morning with the Blade Runners, was it? That band of three misfits that were trying to perform at Hallucinations.
Oh, you mean do I have a nicely prepared on carbon paper dossier over all the information I've acquired from today alone? Well, yes, I do.
She means yes.
Now, see, I figured.
And
that-
I, And I hand Donna a folder.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
There's something wrong with those band people?
Well, for starters, they want to perform at Hallucination, which is strictly forbidden.
That doesn't count. What was the other thing you found?
It does count. This is just so rude.
I am a little suspicious of them right now because amidst all of this missing case nonsense, they are planning to have a concert tonight on the beach.
On the beach?
We just ran into one of the band members, Brooke. I did not care for her.
I tried to get her a mixtape, Mallory. I was terribly unsuccessful.
Wait, Mallory.
Wait, you just saw them come. You saw them on the beach.
We were coming up from the beach.
She just came from here. I had previously saw her. And if you will turn to page 7 of your folder.
Okay. Give me a second. I'm not there yet.
Oh, there it is. Dawn, go back one.
There. Okay. Oh, Audrey, you're right. I'm sorry.
That illustration is what
that
Brooke looked like previously while she was here in the diner.
Scales.
I don't remember scales from when we saw her outside.
Yeah, but I did get I remember getting a bit of a fishy feeling from her. So this is now definitely a lot more interesting. This makes my suspicions a little more up there, if you know what I'm saying.
To be more specific.
I think that these people are bad and we should do something. Is that better, Mallory? Are we all right to keep going?
Okay, we...
Now that I have the quote, yes, okay. It's better.
Let's all... we're on the same team.
I agree with Cam here.
Brooke, fish scales, beach.
We have not yet investigated the beach.
We might want to wait for Talon on this. They may be ahead of us because... We went to get items for some sort of ritual or spell, and many fish sticks are involved.
Are you sure you just didn't go grocery shopping for Talon?
Oh, no,
they were very specific.
Very important.
I have 96 frozen fish sticks currently defrosting in the trunk of the Impala.
Talon eats fish sticks.
I think they're needed for the magic.
I wouldn't trust Talon.
Don agreed, right? You've seen the fish stick magic before, Don?
I was the one who bought the first pack. I know exactly what we're doing, and I think this is going
to be... Were you grocery shopping?
I was not grocery shopping. I was getting spell components.
Yeah, we can trust Talon, Mal. She's my instructor. She hasn't really done anything to...
The Order will have intel that we won't have otherwise.
Mal very slyly gets a different notebook out of their backpack and takes different notes. The Order, you said?
Were you talking about ordering pie, Don?
I was talking about ordering pie.
What kind of pie are you ordering, Don?
Rhubarb.
Yeah, rhubarb's the best.
Rhubarb's not in season anymore, Don.
Cam is looking at Don. Yes, rhubarb is fine. Ordering pie.
Pie is very good.
Very good.
And Mallory just looks at all three of you and is just like, fine. And like slams her pen down and starts like pouting in the booth.
Don't be upset, Mal. The second order of pie will be here soon. And I'll page Talon.
That is not the order I am interested in.
Why would you like a side of mashed potatoes again?
How do you know about mashed potatoes?
Well, now that we're on the same page of sharing info, we were also kind of doing our own investigation, weren't we, Mal?
Yes.
Well, it was kind of a coincidence.
Turn to page 2 of your dossier.
Okay.
All right, give me a moment.
Basically, we were talking to one of the friends who knew the three... Who knew the three that that disappeared. Her name is Natasha. She's deaf, but we were able to talk with her friend, and Cam just starts explaining what we found out and about the whole beach and disappearing, but no one believed her.
So we have an eyewitness.
Correct.
And I think I have Tatiana's number. That's Natasha's friend. She signs.
Was she there also?
No, Tatiana was not present at the beach.
And obviously the police didn't believe her when she was at House of Pie. No one believed her because even when she explained everything, like just friends disappearing in the ocean.
But it's more than that. Natasha said that they turned and willingly walked into the ocean.
Yeah, who does
that? That's more disturbing. It makes the concert more suspicious.
Definitely.
And dangerous.
Mallory, you're the local cryptologist. Does this sound like anything you know?
I'll have to do some more research.
Oh, I'm super bummed. I was really looking forward to having music and hallucinations.
Well, I'm going to go back to the agency and see if I can find any documentation specifically on monsters with mind control or body control. Can someone page Talon and ask them to meet us at the beach, maybe sometime around sunset?
I got it.
Don, you rode with me. Do you want to ride somewhere? Or are you good?
I'll stick around here for the investigation.
All right. I will see you all at the beach. Isabella just takes her pie, like on the plate with the fork.
I will have to go with you to get those fish sticks. Super important.
Oh, fair. Okay.
I'm going to need you to drop me off at home.
Oh, okay. Cam, would you like a ride somewhere?
Yeah, I guess I'll go home too.
We should all take our pie.
Oh, absolutely. No question about it.
Oh, yeah.
Mallory's already finished her pie. It's all over her face again.
Nice. I have two slices of rhubarb that got to be coming with me.
They're like, you know, we can give you a box to go.
No, that's okay.
We'll be back. We'll return it.
I think you're walking along the fence of the beach.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we didn't mean to tell you about that. There's footsteps. Sorry. It's a lot like the Bible verse where there's one set, he picked you up, except he did not pick anyone up.
And there are three sets coming out of the ocean. And the footprints appear to be webbed at some point. You might want to add that in one of your notebooks, Mal.
And that's it for this week's episode of Monster of the Week. Our cast is Gemma as Cameron, Jess as Talon, AJ as Don Donovan, Diana as Mallory, Kristen as Isabella, and Morgan as the Keeper. Join us next week for another great episode. Thank you.